to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about a strongman competition that's coming up here in Fort McMurray. But before we get into that, joining me over the phone right now is Emma Jones with the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo, as well as Corporal Terry Ann Baker with the Wood Buffalo RCMP. So, Emma, Corporal Baker, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes out of your day to come on the show. And we're here to talk about an upcoming golf tournament. And I'm just excited that we're able to hold another event here, as we've just been seeing event after event being canceled due to COVID. Mm-hmm. But this one is moving forward, the First Responders Golf Tournament for a third year in a row. I don't know who wants to take it away. Maybe Emma. It's pretty self-explanatory what the golf tournament side is, but maybe you can kind of talk about how important it is right now that, or talked about the importance of this project when it revolves around first responders.
Yes, well, first of all, thank you so much for having us on today. We're really excited to be hosting our third annual First Responders Golf Tournament on Saturday, August 29th at Fort McMurray Golf Club. With this event, we do aim to honor the region's first responders and healthcare heroes that serve our community, while also raising needed funding for mental health programs and services under Canadian Mental Health Association. We recognize that it really, truly takes a special person to want to regularly risk their lives to help keep others safe. And that's exactly what our region's first responders do all the time, whether it's COVID-19, responding to fires and flood, or attending to other emergencies. We have seen firsthand what police, firefighters, EMS, and healthcare professionals do to keep us safe. And that's truly why we're hosting this tournament.
Okay, and maybe Corporal Baker from the RCMP side, why did you guys want to be a part of this event? I know we've had the RCMP on the show many times before to talk about mental health when it comes to officers and making sure that they all have everything that they need to make sure that they're okay.
Yes, the RCMP is committed to providing employees with safe, healthy, and respectful work environments. And people are the core of what makes organizations great. And partnering with the Canadian Mental Health Association supports goals for education and awareness for first responders and beyond to benefit all residents in the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo.
Okay. And Emma, I'm pretty sure you mentioned it, but this is the third year. It's been, this will be the third year. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. This is our third annual First Responders Golf Tournament. It was originally provided by the RCMP in 2017 with the CMHA as the recipient for all of the funding raised. But in 2018, we decided to partner together, to host this tournament for larger, more broader awareness and education for first responders' mental health, as well as fundraising for our mental health programs and services too.
Okay, so is this event maybe a mix of, yes, it'll be nice to raise some funds, and we'll talk about where those are going to go in a little bit, but also to highlight the importance of making sure people take care of their mental health?
Absolutely. Really, the tournament is our way of saying thank you of a day of mental health support for first responders. And this year, we're also including our healthcare heroes because we recognize they are first responders as well. So truly, it's about support, education, and awareness, but also by having a really fun day out on the course for some fresh air, physical activity, and fundraising. And we're really excited to be having this opportunity to partner together.
Mm-hmm. I remember last year when we had a chat about this, and a lot of the questions were, revolving around the mental health of officers a few years after the Horse River wildfire. And I'm not going to be asking about that more specifically because we've had another event that's come up, that being April's flood. We saw, 13,000 people be evacuated. So I'm curious, Corporal Baker, with your officers who were, on the front lines helping these people evacuate, another event where, they're in the front lines, how important is it right now to, shine a light on making sure those officers' mental health is taken care of?
It's very important, actually. Alberta has recognized over this past year and improved what we offer for employee wellness. Right now, we have a peer-to-peer program. We have a wellness unit that's been created in Alberta. We have a respectful workplace program, and we also have one day off per year that is given and recognized as a wellness day for employees to ensure they have a positive and healthy work environment. Dealing with emergency after emergency and helping people in their time of need can be very stressful, and it's important to implement and recognize ways to develop and provide healing for the officers to be able to have the standards and deliver excellent services to the community that they serve. Mm-hmm.
This might be a question better suited for Superintendent Dix, but maybe have you noticed that maybe more officers of late have been more open to maybe access these programs? Maybe it seems like maybe years ago, and it's starting to get a little better, that some people didn't really want to talk about mental health, that they didn't want to seek help. But is the RCMP seeing maybe a little bit more of their officers reach out?
Yes, definitely. I've been in the RCMP for over 22 years now, and it has evolved. It's adapting and changing to best support everyone. And we realize that not every person is going to be seeking the same sorts of support or help. And we recognize that not every item offered is relevant to every person. But the intention is there that different pieces can benefit us all. And we continue to ask for feedback and material from members to add and adapt and evolve and change so it's best supported overall for everyone to find what interests and benefits them in order to look for the positives and be able to heal themselves and seek out the supports that they need in order to make themselves be able to perform at a higher standard.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk about the First Responders Golf Tournament.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, we're talking about the First Responders Golf Tournament, which is happening in late August. And joining me over the phone to chat about the event is Emma Jones with the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo, as well as Corporal Terry Ann Baker with the Wood Buffalo RCMP Detachment. Is this tournament open to the public for those to play? Is this just specifically first responders who are going to be taking part? And if the public can take part, how can they sign up?
Absolutely. So we are offering general admission to the public on Monday, July 20th. Tickets can be found at www.firstrespondersgolf.com. And we have our early bird available now for our first responders, which includes even volunteer first responders. And then on this Friday, we'll be then opening up our early bird rate for healthcare heroes. So it's a little bit of an early bird with a discounted rate for them to hopefully play in our tournament.
Mm-hmm. It'd be great to see, you know, almost all the spots filled with first responders just going out there, you know, having a nice day on the course, especially, like I mentioned before, we're dealing with, it seems like Fort McMurray's dealing with everything all at once. So just a nice day on the course would do, you know, a lot of people justice.
100%. We completely recognize that beginning with the COVID-19 pandemic and then the flooding in April, and now the increased awareness of mental health issues surrounding not just first responders, but visible minorities, communities at risk, and those being marginalized or vulnerable, there has never been a greater demand for mental health services. Now more than ever, it is vital to support our community. And so that's truly why we're hoping people want to support, but with a sponsorship, donations, or by participating, or even volunteering as well.
All right. Well, before I let you go, anytime we have a segment of the show dedicated to a specific event like this, we always like to ask if we know what the funds will be used for. Will they be going directly to the Canadian Mental Health Association and specific programming? Do we know right now? Have they been set aside, or I guess have they, has a plan been set?
Yeah, so thank you for asking that. Absolutely. All funding raised will go to support mental health programs offered by CMHA Wood Buffalo Region. We do offer our programs from Anzac all the way up to Fort Chipewyan. And I have some interesting statistics. So in January to March of this year, we had approximately 237 unique registrations to our programs. But from May to July, we had an increase. So it was a total of 327 unique registrations from just those months alone. So we're already having demand in our programs and services and truly want to meet the mental health needs of our community. So all funding will go to our programs and services.
All right. Well, I have to ask one more time. And Corporal Baker, you're a first responder. Are you going to be taking part in this tournament?
I'm supporting the tournament, but I'm not a great golfer. I have participated in the past, and it's not my forte. But my father is an avid golfer, and I support all the members who are avid golfers here. And even the ones who aren't, they are going to have a blast out there, and I support them all to go out there for their mental health. I'll be working, and I just hope they have a great time, because we do recognize that in order to deliver high level of service, we need engaged and healthy employees. So for them to go out and have fun and support such a great cause is excellent.
All right. Well, Emma, Corporal Baker, is there anything else either of you would like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
I just encourage those who are potentially interested in our tournament to visit our website, www.firstrespondersgolf.com, and like us on Facebook for up-to-date information, facebook.com/firstrespondersgolf.
All right. Well, Emma, Corporal Baker, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know the tournament's still a little bit away, but I speak for myself that I'm quite excited that, again, we get to hold an event. And, you know, I just love golf. So anytime we can hear that there's a golf tournament happening, I'm going to be trying to get my get a ticket to play.
We would love to have you,
Jared.
Once again, that was Emma Jones with the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo, as well as Corporal Terry Ann Baker with the Wood Buffalo RCMP Detachment, talking about the upcoming First Responders Golf Tournament, with tickets open to the public starting on July the 20th. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about an upcoming strongman competition.
Return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we had a chance to chat about the First Responders Golf Tournament happening in August, with tickets for the public being made available on July the 20th. Now I'm going to be handing things off to Mix reporter Steph Seidel, as she had a chance to talk to Troy Frazier, who is the MC for the upcoming strongman competition here in Fort McMurray.
Hey, Troy, would you call yourself a member of the strongman competition, or what is your tie to it?
I'm more or less hosting and emceeing the strongman competition.
So tell me about the strongman community here in Fort Mac. What, you know, I don't know very much about it. I know there's at least six people in it, right?
Yeah, well, it's made up of, this year it's going to be made up of men and women. There's at least three competitors from Fort McMurray this year going to be in the competition, from what I know. This is the second annual competition. So Mike Mastery and Arthur Wallace put a lot of work into kind of getting it created last year, and they're just kind of keeping the ball rolling this year.
Okay, and as you've said, you're going to be the MC. Do you work out with these folks who are working on their muscles?
Yeah, I have been down to Krug Strength and Wellness, which is Lee Paulson's gym. He's one of the sponsors, and I believe he's going to be a competitor this year in the strongman competition.
And what is the most amount of weight you've seen one of these Fort McMurray folk lift?
I've done live videos with them last year, and I'll probably be doing one with them this year. And people see it for themselves. They lift quite a bit of weight. I would say, I don't even know, it's hundreds of pounds for sure. Like it's not the amount of weight either that they're lifting. Sometimes it's just how they're lifting it, and you know where they're throwing it, or you know how they're pulling it, or the technique of lifting it itself. It's really fun and exciting to see.
For sure. And why would you think that somebody might get into being in a strongman competition?
I think it's a good way to spend your time. It could be a healthy thing. It could be something that motivates you. It could be something that really pushes you to your limits. A lot of people like to be pushed to their limits, especially when it comes to fitness. So I think with strongman, it's all in the head. It's all about keeping a certain lifestyle where you're always pushing yourself to the max. You know.
So if somebody were to show up to the competition, what can they expect?
Oh, it's going to be what you can expect at the event is definitely some music, a lot of people cheering, a lot of different competitions. So there's going to be events for the kids in between each competition. I know last year we were pulling trucks and stuff like that. They were pulling trucks and stuff like that. This year you could probably expect some sandbags being carried, tires being flipped, and just a great atmosphere. For anybody that's been there last year, they would know that it was just a great time watching these guys do all that. And the best thing about this year is there's going to be girls as well entering the competition from all over the country.
Wow, that's really cool. So what are kind of like, you know, is there a judge or how do you declare a winner of a competition like this?
Now this year, from what I understand, is going to be some toe-to-toe action. So it's more or less like a race for some of the competitions. And then there's judges, and then it's just basically timed. A lot of it's timed. So if it's not going to be like a heads-up competition, it would be something that's timed. There's judges there, and there's referees and all that stuff. So they kind of deal with who won situation.
All right. And then let's talk about when it is, where it is.
Yeah, so the Strongman competition is taking place this year at Mack Island, following the Mack Island the Food Festival breakfast, I believe. Okay. And that's going to be at Mack Island from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 26th of July.
Awesome. And just as we are in this unprecedented time of COVID-19, do you have any protocols in place to keep the people who do attend to watch safe?
Oh, yes, of course. There's going to be a lot of volunteers this year to kind of clean up after any spots that anybody's been. Myself, I'll be promoting people to social distance and all that. Also, you know, bring a mask to help prevent spread. And also, there's like I said, there's going to be a lot of volunteers there. It's set up differently than last year, specifically for COVID. So, and I think the breakfast itself is going to be set up a little bit different. But as far as the strongman competition, we have volunteers going around cleaning everything. All the equipment the athletes are going to be using will be cleaned and stuff like that. And we also have a little bit more space set up for the athletes and the viewers as well.
Awesome. And is this something we can expect to see you in later on, as far as not being the MC, but perhaps being a participant?
No, if you were to meet me, I stand at about 5'2", where the average strongman's got to be, you know, probably closer to 6 feet, I would say. Not all of them, but I would have to pack on quite a few pounds and put a lot of effort in at the gym in order to be able to lift anything that these guys are doing. However, this Wednesday coming at about 7 p.m., I will be doing a live video with the strong men, and it will be a PG video as well at Troy Frazier Comedy Info on Facebook. So we'll be doing a live video then, and I'll be doing some of what they do, or I'll be attempting to do everything they plan on doing for the competition on July 26th.
All right. Hey, the beauty of radio, I had no idea how tall you were.
Yeah, well now you know, I stand at 5'2", and I weigh a lot less than some of the weights these guys are picking up.
Well, we're excited to see the competition happening. Tell me again, July 27th?
No, it's July 26th at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Troy.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Once again, that was Mixed reporter Steph Seidel speaking with Troy Frazier, who is the MC for the upcoming Strongman competition here in Fort McMurray. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.